I drive an old Hyundai.
This is Pep Talk. Welcome back. I'm PJ, your host. Meg's out sick today, and I'm joined by Brian Prowitz now from ADX Digital.
Well, good morning. Nice job with the pinch hitting, filling in for Meg.
Thank you.
Big shoes to fill. I mean, she has small feet, but I mean.
No, nobody can host the show quite like Meg.
Oh, man. Well, I'm happy to be here to talk ADX Digital Marketing, one of the, we almost refer to it as the fifth radio station here, you know? So excited to talk a little bit about behavioral digital targeting today.
Okay. What is behavioral digital targeting?
Well, maybe I should have said digital targeting options. The key word here is targeting. Targeting options for us. So we talk about on this show, on this podcast, later at ADX, at actually newsradio923.com. We talk about different products and different ideas that we have. We mention targeting options, but today we want to dive into that a little bit deeper about what that means. So digital targeting options means a variety of ways that we can reach out to and communicate with and target essentially people based on a variety of things. Like, for instance, behavioral, which we already projected that a little bit early. We put behavioral in the title here. So behavioral targeting categories can mean like household income or what you're interested in. And we have a long list of behavioral targeting category examples like age, or what if your grandparent, or what if your target audience is men who are interested in men's clothing, or their wives, for instance. Anybody in a market for a particular thing would be a behavioral targeting category. But we can also target people by keywords. We can use AI to target people. Think about this. Before you even search on Google for the product that you're talking about or looking for, you maybe have said something or typed something that would suggest you're in the market for that product.
Mm-hmm.
Well, via AI, we can determine that before they even search for on the Google search.
Right, like searching hotels on the and Google. Siesta Key or something like that.
Yeah. So AI, in this way, we always talk about AI from a digital marketing standpoint as the good AI, the friendly AI that we all love and appreciate, not the scary AI at all. This is AI for good.
Yeah.
So, and then we have retargeting. Like, if somebody goes to your website, we can follow them after they leave with our advertising that we want. So if you're selling shoes and you have your website and a person ends up on your website, but then they leave, we can ping them with ads. See, they fall into the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So retargeting, there's a lot of different ways we can retarget too. We can retarget geographically. We can retarget behaviorally as well. Then we have a thing called custom audience matching. So if you have a database, if you're so organized and excellent as a business owner that you have a spreadsheet of everybody who's ever bought from you or shown interest, we can take that list and we can actually just advertise to that list. How about that? And then we can take that to another level and actually create a lookalike audience off of that list, because the people on that list, the people that have bought from you, they have a certain demographic, their age, their household income, their house, where they live.
Their zip code.
And we can actually study that list and create other people that match those things and advertise to them as well. It's called a lookalike audience.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have geofencing and geo-retargeting as well, which means we can draw a circle around a place. And if people go in and they go out, we can't, which you would hope they would, because it's not an ant trap. Or if they come, you know, what was the old thing? Like they check in, but they can't check out. We want your audience members to check into your place and also check out. So when they do, when they come in the door and then they leave, we can also pinpoint them with your advertising. So when we talk about digital targeting options, that's the list. And you don't have to remember all of that. The point of me bringing this up is that there are so many ways that we can determine your audience and then follow them and advertise to them that it takes time to sit down and kind of talk about it with you a little bit so you can understand all those different options. And then we go through and we pick the best option for you.
Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about sharing a list with like a business, are you like looking for like email addresses, zip codes? What are you looking for?
So
exactly?
I think of a furniture store.
Okay.
For instance. Okay. So if you own a furniture store and somebody comes in and buys furniture from you, you probably have their name and their address and a phone number and an email. And that's what we need. Mm-hmm. So now it takes some businesses can't use that information. Like for instance, a credit union or a bank obviously can't. And this isn't selling your list, by the way. This is a company, this is a business who has done business with this list.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people will send a direct mailer to that list, for instance.
Right.
So it's valuable to keep. And if you're not developing a list like that, you should as mm-hmm. a business owner because of opportunities just like this.
Sure.
So yeah, you take that name, that address, that email address, that phone number, and we could put that list of hopefully maybe it's 500 people, maybe it's 10,000, depending on the size of your business or how far back you go.
Mm-hmm.
We can use that list and advertise directly to them.
And instead of doing a hard copy mailer, you're doing digital mailer.
Do you know how much it costs to do a direct mailer?
It's expensive.
Not only the design of that piece,
yeah,
but the postage.
And postage keeps going up.
It keeps going up.
Yeah.
And the other thing would be, too, that let's face it, when you send something like that in the mail, the person takes it, they look at it, and some of them might tear that thing open or look at it. Others are just going to pitch it,
mm-hmm.
which means you get one impression. That's an impression, by the way.
Yeah.
The concept of an impression would be that your target audience saw your logo, your name, your offer one time. For us, we can build a proposal, a campaign that comes with, let's say, 100,000 impressions. So you can do the math. If you have 2,500 households on your database and you're delivering 100,000 impressions to that 2,500, I think the math is 40 impressions per person for that campaign instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure we would be cheaper than a printed, mailed, mail direct deliver campaign.
And how many impressions until people take action?
Well, when you and I were younger in radio, it was 7. They'd say it takes about 7. These days, they're saying it's more like 20.
Is that because of the competition? There's so many options.
Much noise.
Yeah.
There's so much noise. So you have to build a campaign that's going to hit that target audience enough that it's going to register. And if you think about how many times you see a TV commercial before you actually go, oh, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not if they're selling pharmaceutical products, I know, because that one, you get it right away, you move it off, then whatever. But when we're repeatedly sending a message to a target audience, yeah, you got to have enough behind it so they see it enough to take action, which is why it's important what your budget is. I wanted to say this morning that I know that there are ways, like in social media, okay? A lot of people feel like if they are putting, let's just say, $250 into their Facebook campaign every month, they're happy because they're advertising, and they check the box. They don't worry about it. And one of us call, and they go, yeah, I got it covered. That could be a huge waste of money because it doesn't have enough behind it to move the needle.
Mm-hmm.
And some platforms are famous for you see it and you just want to get rid of it, so it doesn't make the impression. What we want to do is we want to find the right product, the right tool out of our digital toolbox here with 19 options, by the way, on how we can advertise to people and put enough budget behind it so it has an impact and you get the end result. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we're here because we want you to win. We're Absolutely. Local too.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to win and we want to be part of your marketing plan and your marketing team. May you develop the amount of trust in us that we all hope we can develop with you. We want to see you win because we win too when that happens.
Absolutely. And I know that small businesses, sometimes they can work with a social media platform and they find a cheap way of advertising there, but not necessarily always hitting on the right audience or whatever. And they say, well, I'm a small business. I have budget constraints. Mm-hmm. How do we help in that area?
Yeah. Yeah. And, how do we help in that area? I'll tell you, when you recognize the value of what it is that we're talking about here and the impact it potentially can have, it makes that decision on how much money can I commit to this a little, well, considerably easier when you really understand the impact you can have. So, yeah, you can drop that $250 on Facebook and feel like you're advertising, but there are 8 different places in Facebook to be advertising. You should also be advertising on Instagram at the same time if you're advertising on Facebook. And do you have the time for that? I mean, who has the time for that? Have you been down the Facebook ad rabbit trail? Because you can kill a day and get really frustrated. Nobody's going to spend the entire day. I get it. But I mean, within 10 minutes of the first, second, third, or 10th time you go down that trail and try to figure out how to set up a Facebook ad, oh, it can spin you out. And you still might, at the end of the day, not be actually hitting all the places you thought you were going to be and maybe not get the reaction that you really want, which is feet through the door, increase sales, and some measurable way to pay attention to what this investment you're doing is actually doing out there in the world.
All right. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join Ashna and Avant Health 65 Plus tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing the many benefits of coming to Ashna and Avant Health 65 Plus, your local primary care clinic for the 65 Plus community. You'll hear about the classes offered, like cooking, exercise, and more, with 2 Pensacola locations on 9 Mile Road and Mobile Highway.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Ladies, join us to be the impact in 2026. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, a women's organization that has given over $18 million to nonprofits right here. Meet other members and hear about the impact our funding has made at meet and mingle sessions through mid-February. Women 18 and older are invited to join us by March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org. That's impact100pensacola.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest continues nightly in downtown Pensacola. Catch the Grinch versus Santa scavenger hunt, the Polar Express Tour, Charlie Brown, and of course, Photos with Santa. Get all the details at visitpensacola.com. Friday night, it's a festive gallery night all along Palafox. This month's theme is Threads of Cheer. Join your friends and family for the music, food, and over 70 art vendors. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm PJ, your host today, and for Meg, who's out sick today. In the studio right now with me, we have Brian Prowitz, who's from ADX Digital, talking to us all things digital marketing and helping businesses in the area. So we talked through a lot of different options that people can use for their digital marketing, but how do they decide what's the best to use?
Yeah, boy, as you can tell, it gets pretty deep pretty quick when we're talking about digital, and so it's important to try to keep it simple enough so that you realize the value there and what we're doing, but also we just really encourage you to reach out to talk to somebody here at ADX Digital about all this stuff so we can take a lot of times. I'll throw, as I'm talking to people about any kind of advertising, you throw lots of ideas out there, but at the end we want to get really narrowed down to a very clear to-do list. Okay, this is my best option. Here's the direction we're going to go. And the way to do that is to call Jeff Wayne. He's the sales manager here at ADX Communications. His number is 850 262-6000, 850-262-6000. He's very nice, and he will set you up with one of us to come out and sit down with you, maybe about a half an hour, 45-minute conversation, just to kind of get an introduction. It's so important for us to know who your audience is and what your geography is. These are also very important pieces to this whole targeting concept, starting with where your audience is, but also who are they very specifically. And that just takes a little bit of time. And then that's how we decide, PJ, like what kind of targeting options to use, what kind of tools to use. Like I said, we have 19. I counted about 15 ways we can send video. There's so many tools at our fingertips that when we know a little bit about your company, then we get into that conversation about what would be the best thing to do. An example, talking to, I mentioned the furniture before. So a furniture store would be very much geographically, that's very important. Like people don't drive, for the most part, let's say 90 miles to go to a furniture store unless it's like super special. I don't even know. But yeah. So it might be that there's a radius around that location that's more likely than not to go, the people within, let's just say, 20 miles of the store.
Mm-hmm.
One question we ask is how many other, in this case, furniture stores would people be driving by to get to yours? So let's just say it's a 20-mile radius. Well, if it's a 20-mile radius, then maybe... Now, social mirror, we talk about a lot. Mobile conquesting, which would basically be delivering ads to people's phones geographically in relation to that circle. But again, like furniture, keywords make it pretty obvious. Like if somebody's searching for a particular brand, then we want to advertise to them if they carry that particular brand. So these are the kind, this is kind of the thought process we go down when the question is, okay, how do you decide what targeting option to use? It's a combination of what are your goals, what is your product, how far do people go, and then what content you have. Like if you have a 30-second TV commercial, then we can put that on streaming television just like anybody else who has digital anywhere in the country. So that's helpful. If you don't have content, we can still work with you because we can take a social media post and turn that into an ad that goes out to devices anywhere within the geography that you want.
Yeah. And so you take a lot of time to understand the business, to understand what keywords, what geographic locations, what zip codes, who you need to advertise to.
And then what's the conversion you want? What's the goal? Is the goal phone ring, ringing the phone? Is the goal on-site sales? Is the goal online sales? Sometimes the goal or conversion is, I want more people to fill out that form on my website.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we can deliver content that actually sends people to that form, that lead form. We can make it so that when a person scans a QR code on the screen, your phone number pops up and the phone app is activated on that person's cell phone. So there it is. The phone number's there. They're ready to go. All they have to do is hit ring the phone and boom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's remarkable all of the ways we can get a reaction from a very engaged and well-targeted and well-thought-out campaign. And that's why sitting down and talking with you is the most important thing we could do to determine how we're going to go about these things.
And the tools in the toolbox, I heard you talking last week about digital billboards, but also everything from Roku TV to Pluto TV to Tubi to your mobile device. You can let people know what the right balance of digital media is right for them.
If you think about all the ways people consume media these days, from the 30-second pre-roll video, think about it. Anytime you've watched video on your phone, whatever video that might be, there's almost always a 15 to 30 second commercial that runs at the front end. Sometimes there's a 15 to 30 second commercial that runs smack in the middle of it. And if that message is targeted to the right person, it is not an automatic flush that and get it out of my way. Actually, people will watch through ads and respond to them if they're targeted correctly. And that is part of what we do. So that's why sitting down is so important. And the way to get that conversation started, and it's free, by the way. There's really no obligation. I mean, we talk to people all the time, and we don't know. In some ways, I almost feel better knowing I help them a little bit, whether they use us or not, just to be a partner in what they're doing. At the bottom line is that they're successful, local business is succeeding, then on some level, we've won, and we take a lot of pride in that. And one of the reasons is because we've got such a great boss, Jeff Wayne, ladies and gentlemen. Tell him I said so.
He's a good guy.
850-262-6000 is Jeff's number, 262-6000. Call Jeff. Ask for a digital consultation with one of our digital experts.
And we'll be back with more Pep Talk after this.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, today in for Meg, who's out sick. We wish her the very best today. I'm talking to Brian Prywitz right now from ADX Digital, and we're closing in on the end here. But real quick, what makes ADX Digital unique?
Well, we are local, and that's important to us. I think that's a lot. I think that's important to everybody. How important it is that we want to partner with you. We understand being a local companies, local businesses here succeeding and helping each other. It's a big part of it. We really care about your success. I think our customer service is unmatched, and the quality of what we do, plus reporting and follow-up and transparency and clarity, I think all those things are relational, and we are very proud of all that. So that's one thing that makes us unique. Give Jeff a call, 850-262-6000, to talk digital from ADX.